lying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation stories repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Did he so love me, a poor little boy, send unto me the glad tidings of joy? Need I not perish, my hand will he hold. Nobody ever the story has told. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation stories repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Bending we caught the last words of his breath, just as he entered the valley of death. God sent his Son, whosoever, said he. Then I am sure that he sent him for me. Tell it again, salvation stories repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Smiling he said, as his last sigh was spent, I am so glad that for me he was sent. Whispered while low sank the sun in the west, Lord, I believe, tell it now to the rest. Tell it again, salvation stories repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before.
Buskers, that's a very nice word. Somebody told us in England they call it that, and we think it's nice. I told them, they asked me what my occupation was when I went to the hospital, and I said a busker, and they didn't know what to say about that. Well, begging is just doing nothing at all, like the Indians do in India. They just take a bowl and they just go out and hold it, you know, and expect people to
and holler alms, alms, alms.
And other people do that too here in New York. And but we do something for our begging. I think that when some entertainment is provided, that it isn't begging.
And one time I was working on Broadway, and you know, for a long time I used to sing. This was funny too. I used to sing hymns every place else, but just let me get on Broadway in Times Square, I'd start singing popular songs. So one time I was singing on Broadway, and I heard a man go by, and he gave me a dollar bill, and then one man said, "What did you do that for?" And he says, "Listen, that woman is not begging. She's performing. She's entertaining. She's putting her whole self in this." But sometimes it doesn't always turn out so good. Sometimes we'll be singing along, I'll be singing along, and all of a sudden I'll reach in to take the coins out of my cup, and what will I find but a burning cigarette?
Yeah, right.
Somebody stuck a burning cigarette in.
Or a piece of old rotten chewing gum that somebody had in their mouth.
Yes, or an old nasty, swicky, old piece of chewed up tobacco.
Or a piece of tomato.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of rocks, or a big old rock, or... Once the awfulest thing that happened to me was somebody says, "Do you have change for 50 cents?" And I gave him the 50 cents, and he put in some kind of a big old ring. When I reached in my cup to get it, there was the ring, no 50 cents.
Yeah.
My 50 cents was gone.
You know, I'll tell you the most comical contribution I ever got, though. And it was so innocent. I was on 86th Street. And, of course, that's where all the little pigeons come around. And I was sitting there and singing, and all of a sudden, plop, plop, down into my cup came the pigeons' little contributions. And I says, "Well, little pigeon, I didn't appreciate that contribution." Sometimes people don't really want to come up close to a blind person for some reason or other, you know. They don't often always want to come up close. So I hold it way out, arm's length, and they'll come and throw money in it. And this noise that you heard in the beating out accompanying some of our songs was this cup with, right now it has a quarter and a nickel in it. And As I busk on the street, as I sing on the street, every song I beat out to the rhythm of this cup.
And then another time, I was just sitting minding my own business, bang, all of a sudden, and something hurt my ear, and it was a firecracker, and somebody says, "Ooh, I hit her. I didn't mean to hit her, but I did hit her." And they ran so fast, oh my.
I try not to ever work less than 5 hours a day. Now, sometimes I do because, sometimes things press in on me. You know, other things come in on me and keep me from my work. But I like to work at least 5 hours a day. And a lot of times I work 8 hours a day. And I can sing at least 4 hours without having to repeat a song. I have that many hymns in my repertoire.
I can sing about 3 hours if I want to, but I don't bother because when they're playing on the radio, they repeat songs over and over, so I don't bother to keep track of what I've sung anymore. I used to be really wanted to think about what I had sung, but no more because it doesn't make any difference, really.
I love the work. I mean, you know, you've heard people talking about how they love their work. Well, I happen to love my work.